We begin Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Mes, and the laws of Tumah emanating from a dead person, the Sefer Tahara, which continuing with the theme of the previous Perek, discussing a field that there was a grave lost inside of it. In this Perek, we discuss a Beis HaPras, which is a similar concept, which in Halacha of the Rambam qualifies what it is, and regarding the boundaries of this Halacha. Ezeh Beis HaPras. So what's considered, which we had previously mentioned, that of the area where there's the broken pieces, we're concerned for that, of the broken pieces of a dead person. This is the area where a grave is plowed over. Where you pulverize the bones of a dead person inside the earth. And now it's scattered throughout the field. So they decreed tumah on all the field where you had a grave that was plowed over in it. And even if they plowed over that it had a coffin, even if it was submerged in marble boards, which they put on top of the coffin, with stones, which obviously the plow did not get to the bones of the dead person, and even if it was on top of the coffin, a height of 2 stories, it doesn't make a difference. Since it was plowed over the area of the grave, it makes the area into Beis HaPras. What's called Loy Plug, the sages did not differentiate regarding an area where the grave is plowed over so that one shouldn't come to make a mistake and purify it in a situation where it would be a problem. Now, Kamahu Nas is Beis HaPras. What's the area that now becomes this area of the Beis HaPras? It's Mea Amma Mim Kaima Kaver. From the area where the original grave was, where the whole field was plowed over, an area now of 100 Amma squared becomes this area of the Beis HaPras with this Halacha of Tumah. Now, halacha base, kol hamaruba, this whole square, should base arba saw, which is the area of where you could plow 4 saw, where you could plant 4 saw of grain. How do you base a pras? That's the area of the base a pras. Vafari matama b'maga b'masa, and its earth contaminates by touching and by carrying, like we explained in the perek base halacha tezayin. Ve'in matama b'oil, and it does not contaminate with oil, where if this earth, let's say, leans over other mekalim, or v'chinamala beis hapras, if someone leans over the beis hapras, tar is going to be tar, in contrast to sadasha neved bekeva, where the whole corpse might be intact, just you don't know where it is. Here, where it's plowed over, it's obviously not going to have tumas oil, because it's not a full corpse, but it will have the halacha of tumas magamasa, which that's enough with the size of a barley corn. Halacha gimel. Hischel lachrish tesakeva. Let's say someone started plowing over the area of the grave. V'chorish al-halachin, his plowing is going. V'koyim shi'ig me'meya amma, but before he reached what we call the limit of the beis hapras, which is 100 amma, near samachreishe, he shook out the plow, where whatever was inside of it now was shaken out. Oy shetich basela, or he banged it on a rock, or v'gadr, or on a wall. Ad sham ho'oysa beis hapras lovat. So they were only up until that area will be considered as a beis hapras. Bashar tar, but the rest is going to be considered as tar. Shari lohigil of b'msheich hamachreishe, because it didn't reach the extension of the plow, because we're concerned that maybe the bones would take it, but you banged it out, you knocked it out beforehand. Therefore, it's only up until that area that you have to be concerned. Charish kamecha mishem amma oyasa. Let's say he plowed up until an area of like 50 or more amas. Then the chazav charish acheresh lemeyan, and he subsequently went and plowed again until he went to the full 100. Hakol beis hapras. Then again, it still might be inside the plow, and therefore all that area is considered beis hapras. Charish v'hoylech chutz lemeyan amma. Let's say he was plowing and is going beyond 100 amas. Well, the Mimei Amma Lachutz Tar, what's beyond 100 Amas is going to be Tar, Shein Asmas Keva Magias Liyas Mimei, because the bones of the grave do not reach more than 100 Amas. Then we're not concerned that it's scattered more than that. Halacha Dain, Halacha Dalin, Cheskas Had Samas Hamachutzas. The presumption is, when one finds covered over bones, Shein Shaladim, presumption is that it's from a human being. Achevad, Shein Shalbeim, until you know that it's from an animal. Whereas Cheskas Had Samas Hamagulas, the presumption of just uncovered bones, is shehin shal behemah, that it's from an animal. Achivah deshen shal adam, until you know that it's from a human being. Hayisham charetz mole atzmas adam, if there was a ditch that was a trench that was filled with bones of a human being. Hayisham atzmas adam tzivudas agabe karko, you had human bones that were piled up on the ground. V'charesh atzmas elu masad, and then he plowed these bones with the field. Hayisham charesh tzadish avad ba, hayisham nimtza bakev, or there was a field that there was a grave that was lost, meaning you knew it was there, but now you don't know where it is anymore, or that it was found over there, grave, but you had never known it originally, and you're plowing in the area of the field which was not plowed, and you have to be concerned that maybe there was a grave there also and plowed over. That's not going to make the area into Beis HaPras. Because the halacha of tumah was only decreed on the field which was plowed, that there was a definite grave over here, not that you had it, then it was lost, or that you never knew about it, but it was found. No, it was that you knew there was a grave over here, and it was plowed over. That's what the halacha is. And v'chein achoyishas ames basadus. So too, if someone plows a dead person, he just plows it over with the field, and it's a beza pras. It's not going to make a beza pras. Shekol elu, because all these cases that are similar to this one, where you have the trench full of bones, where you have the bones piled up and the dead person in the field, are davash and the matzahu. That's not common that a person would plow over a dead person in the field. And therefore the decree was only made on something that's common, which in general the rabbinic injunctions were generally only on something that would generally happen, which is a grave that would be plowed over. That's where the gezerah based apras was made. Halacha hey, regarding different types of fields as it relates to based apras. Someone plows over a grave in a field that's not his own. Not going to make it into a beis apras. Which a halachic dictum, a person cannot make something that's not his forbidden, and this is a rabbinic penalty which makes the beis apras, and that can only be if it's on his own, but not when he does in someone else's field. And for the shutif, even if he's a partner, or a sharecropper, or abachabas, or someone that's a caretaker, in oisa beis apras has to be the actual owner itself to make it into beis apras. Let's say he plowed a grave that's in his field and in his friend's field as one, meaning the grave was in his field, and 50 amas of it was in his field, and the next 50 amas, which up to 100 amas, goes into his friend's field. Shaloyah is a beis apras. His field is going to become beis apras. But his friend's field is not going to become beis apras. Like we said, you cannot make us or something which is not yours. Halacha vav, goyish acharish keva besadeh. If a Gentile plows over a grave in his field, he also in oisa beis apras, not going to make a beis apras. In beis apras lagoyim, the penalty was never instituted for Gentiles. Halacha zayin, stay base pras lamala. Let's say the field that's the base of pras, which we said if it was a grave, it's plowed over, of the higher field. The sudden tar lamata, and then there's a pure field that was lower down. The shatvu gushamim, and then the rains flooded. Me'afar base of pras la tahira, from the earth that's on the base of pras, which is higher up on the incline, and they flooded it down into the tahar field. Afilo hisa duma vilbina, even if that the lower field was red and now it's white, which it's evident it's coming from that other field. Or Levana Vadimo the other way around, where it was originally white, now it's red. Still Tahira, that other field lower down is going to remain tar. Shein base pras, oisa base pras, because a base pras cannot make another field into a base pras. But legazu tuma, because they didn't decree tuma, ela al gush kibir yasli. Only if it's the earth as it originally was made in its original place, that's only the area that's going to have the halachic status of a base pras. Halacha ches continues regarding utilizing the area of a base pras. Beis HaPras HaZeh, this area of the Beis HaPras, mutul in toyeh b'kol neti, allowed to plant any trees. L'fisha shadoshim yordin l'mat m'shleisha, because the roots go lower down than three tefachim. Well, l'mat m'shleisha b'beis HaPras tar, and the area lower down than three tefachim in the Beis HaPras is going to be tar. Sharei HaKever nifras apanei asad, because the grave, we're concerned that it got scattered over the surface of the field. That's only within the top three tefachim. Lower than that, we're not concerned for that. So the trees are not having benefit from the dead person. Aval in zayin b'teicha, but you cannot plant inside the field. El zera haniktzer, only grains, only seeds, which like wheat and barley that are harvested, that is cut, but not let's say vegetables that are ripped out, because then the bone might get stuck in the roots when you're pulling it out and might cause tatuma. Now vimzara v'akar, let's say you planted and you actually uprooted that plant, then we have to be concerned again for the bones coming out with it. So tzayver is garna b'toicha. So you gather together that pile inside the field. You don't bring it to your courtyard. In this field, the kaver has a tefu b'shtei kvaras, and you sift the grain with two different sieves. There's a kidney. So when it comes to legumes like beans, it's b'shalish kvaras. You have to do it with three sieves, because the roots of legumes get more stuck into the clump of earth than that of by grain. And the reason why you have to sift it two or three times, because there might be a bone the size of a barley corn over here, we have to make sure it doesn't come out and be metama other things. And also the sarif as a kash as a eight, so you burn the chaff, and you burn, which is the chaff of the legumes, sham, you burn it over there. Gizera, as a rabbinic concern, there might be a bone the size of a barley corn. And if you permit them to have benefit from the chaff and from this eitzah, might take it out and sell it. It might be habituating people to tumah, because it might be transporting this bone the size of a barley corn. Halacha tes. Sadish huchzikur shi beis apras. A field that was presumed to be a beis apras, which we have this presumption that there was a grave that was plowed over here. A field he beis dal korn, even though it's very large, the size of four kor. A field meshucha memkoy matitarach. And even if it's drawn from an area which has muddy field, shein and echrish, which cannot be plowed, and that cannot be a beis apras, because it can't be plowed. Even if there's a pure field surrounding the perimeter on all four sides of this area that we have a presumption that's a Beis HaPras, it still retains its halacha Beis HaPras, and we treat it with that halacha of appropriate tumah. Halacha Yod, Matzah Sad Mitziyanis. Let's say someone found a field that was marked off. Benidea Mativa doesn't know what its status is. So if there's a tree, and we had said this in the previous parak, Bidush Nechush Keva Batecha. But there we spoke about it regarding which is the contrast between the field that was lost, a grave, or plowed over. So if there's a tree, so then you know that the grave is plowed over inside of it, as we said in the previous in prior halacha, that in halacha ches, that you're allowed to plant the tree in the Beis HaPras. Aim, but even if there's no tree, you do a shalvet keva betecha. Then you know that the grave is lost inside of it, like we explained in the previous parak, the same contrast, because when the field is lost, then you don't want to have a tree because it's going to, it might be in the hitting the grave because the roots go, and then it would be forbidden. Now, but this that differentiation is only b'hushiyeh b'isim makom, only if it has in that place, in that locale, zaken etamachachom, an elderly person or a Talmudic scholar, she'en kolad mekim b'kak, there's not everyone so proficient in this, v'yoyden, and they will know, shemutal in toybazu, that you're allowed to plant in this type, that is of the sodesh nechesh b'kever, v'oslim toybaches, that you're not allowed to plant in the sodesh never b'kever. So, to be able to use that as a sign, to differentiate, would only be if there's a zaken etamachachom that tells people. But if not, then we cannot presume, because of that, that would be an indicating factor, because people don't even know the difference. Halacha Yud Aleph, regarding someone who walks through a Beis HaPras. Hamhalach b'Beis HaPras, if someone walks through this area of the Beis HaPras, so if he's walking al gabi avanim, on top of stones, she'ein misnadin in tachas ragli adam, which it doesn't shake beneath the foot of the person, b'shoshim halach alim, when the person's walking on them, or she'nichnis lo, or someone enters into that field, v'udreich b'gabi adam, and he's riding on the person, or ubehima, or an animal, shekechem yafa, where the animal, the person that they're riding on, is very strong, and they don't shake from the load of this person that's on top of them. So then hariza tar. So then the person on top is going to be tar, because even if the animal, the person that he's riding on, moves a bone the size of a barleycorn, that movement, that hesed, that creating that to move, is not coming from the rider, because they're strong, it doesn't cause them to shake. But if, let's say, he's going on stones that do shake when he's walking. And this is even though he's trying to be careful and it doesn't shake, maybe it did shake and he didn't realize. He's going to be tummy, like as if he went on the offer itself, where we're concerned that he caused it to move, which is masa, which is hesed, and thus he has tummy in this base of press. Also, if he's getting a ride on a person that's not so strong, until that his knees knock into each other, or the shake of maridus, or his thighs are shaking when he's carrying the person on top, or he's getting around an animal that is also weak, that it causes it to defecate when he's giving a ride because it's feeling that pressure. I raise the tummy, then the person on top is going to be tummy. But it's as if he's walking with his feet on the ground, because what's causing them to shake and move the rock is from him on top, and thus it's like as if he's causing it to move, and thus he's going to have the tumma of masa. Halachi Beis continues regarding the procedure of purifying this Beis HaPras. Hamatar Beis HaPras, if someone purifying this Beis HaPras, Tzarech L'Tara, he has to purify B'mayim and Shnei Tamei Chachamim in the presence of two Talmudic scholars. And the kids of Matar, how does he purify it? So kindness is called offer sheyochal asitoi. So what he does is that he gathers together all the earth that could be moved from the whole surface of the field. And he puts it into a sieve and it has very small holes. And he crumbles the clumps of the earth. And he removes all the bones inside of barleycorn that's over there. And then he purified the earth. Another way, another approach of purifying this Beis HaPras is if he puts on top of the field 3 handbreadth of earth from a different place. Because we said that it's only a concern for 3 tefachim, and now you have a new layer of 3 tefachim, which people are not getting to the bones which are beneath it. Or the other way around, or he removed from the whole surface of the field an area of 3 tefachim, which, as we had said in the previous halacha, that the Beis HaPras does not contaminate lower than 3 tefachim. So either one of these approaches, I raise a tar, he made the Beis HaPras tar. Let's say, notam mechetzei echad gimel tefachim. Let's say from one half of the field, he removed 3 tefachim of earth. V'nosna chetzei echad gimel tefachim, and on the other half, he put on a fresh layer of 3 tefachim of earth. Okay, raise the Torah. Both those work and make the field pure. But if let's say Natlam al pan of tefach amechta, but let's say he took off from the surface of the whole field a tefach and a half, v'nosn lo tefach amechta off of makam achah, and then he put on top a new layer of a tefach and a half, l'asukum, that hasn't worked. It has to be either one or the other, even if it's half and half the field. B'chein mazaka, so too, if let's say that he's removing all the stones that are scattered throughout the field, u'badak b'shas izuk, and as he's getting rid of the stones, he's checking milmato or milmala, lower and higher, where since his primary intention is actually for the benefit of the trees, it's possible he didn't check so well. So elasakum, that he hasn't considered as having done anything. Now, but let's say ritzafe bavanim she'in misnanin mehiluch adam. Let's say he tiles the whole field with stones that don't shake when the person walks in it. Right, it's a tar. That field's also going to be tar because the whole concern is that the person might be walking and touching or causing to move, but here the stones are concrete and nothing's being moved. He's not going to be shaking the bones that might be scattered over here, and therefore that would also be another option of purifying the base of press.